sir. How are you doing? Oh, it's you. Never thought I'd see you again. Still as handsome as ever. I see you're still a flirt. Thank you for the compliment. It's a miracle I was able to keep my youthful looks this long. Some people still think I'm 19 or 20. But I'm doing good. I finally got my MD, saved up some money, and I even bought an abandoned charity shop and renovated it into this little clinic. Thank you. Yeah, it took a long time, but seeing the results of all my hard work was totally worth it. Anyway, how have you been? I've been meaning to get in contact with you, but, well, you can see how busy I've been over these past few years. Oh, you finally got that promotion to regional manager. Congratulations. I remember how hard you were gunning for that position. Look at us, living that boss life. So, let's see why you're here today, then. Oh, epididymal hypertension, otherwise known as blue balls. I'm surprised you even had this condition. I guess the other girls couldn't do it like I could. It's nothing like that. Are you sure? Because the only thing I remember you suffering from when we were together was constantly drained balls. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was unprofessional of me. So, just tell me, when did the pain start for you? You fell asleep while masturbating. I've never heard of that one before. How long ago was this? 3 weeks. Well, when was the last time you ejaculated? 2 months. Why? I thought you had no problems with the ladies. What's been stopping you? Stress and fatigue from work. The downside of being a boss. Well, normally I check your vitals, but with the amount of pain you're in, I'm just going to go ahead and skip to the treatment. What's the treatment? Well, I'm going to stroke one out for you, obviously. That's very sweet of you to worry about me, but I won't get into any trouble. I'm just giving you the proper treatment for your condition. Nothing more, nothing less. Besides, I locked the door when I came in, so nobody will walk in on us. Now take off your pants. Oh, I see why you're in pain. Your testes are getting a bit of a blue tinge to them. It indicates there's still some excess blood remaining in your genitals from the past erection you had. And that's what happens when you have an erection for a prolonged amount of time without any sexual release. Now, let me just get my gloves and some lube and be right back. And I'm out of gloves. I told Sandra not to forget about them when ordering supplies, and what does she do? Completely forgets about the fucking gloves. At least I have the lube. Looks like I'm going to have to do it with my bare hands. Lucky you. Okay. Right. My hands and your genitals are both covered in lube. Are you ready? Wow, you're growing so fast. It's getting so big and thick in my hands. My goodness, you're already as hard as steel. You always did have a fun dick to play with. I'll admit, I miss this, feeling you grow and grow in my hands. In my mouth, in my holes. Why did I have lube in the exam room? It's simple. I just use it on the dildo when I'm fucking myself. Did you not expect such a straightforward answer? Yeah. I sometimes come in here to fuck myself during my lunch breaks. I always make sure to properly sanitize afterwards, though. Let me just make sure to massage your balls as well to relieve some of that pain and pressure of yours. There. Doesn't that feel better? Judging by all the throbbing you're doing, I'd say yes. Hey, can I ask? Why did we break up anyway? I remember it was amicable, but I can't remember the exact reason why. You don't know either. Well, in that case, why don't we just get back together? I mean, you're clearly not taking care of yourself sexually, and I miss you. Do you ever miss me? Kind of hard to answer when I'm working you over like a pro, right? Oh, don't you feel nice and relaxed, though? My little pillowy soft hands, all slick with lube, using a firm grip with one to stroke and caress that dick while my other hand massages these big, heavy nuts of yours. Mm-mm. You've got so much cream just begging to be forcibly shot out of that swollen cock out of yours. Mm-hmm. I just want to make you feel good and release all that backed up cum in them. And look, I'm even wearing your favourite shade of nail polish too. Don't you just want to explode in my hands, baby? You don't mind if I call you baby, do you? Thank you, baby. I'll be honest, it feels good to call you that again. I've missed it. I've also missed the fun, spontaneous things we used to do. The cute little dates we had. All the different ways we made each other come. Hey, unbutton my shirt. Now unbutton yours. Oh, fuck, still as sexy as ever. Let me just kiss your neck. And if I remember correctly, your nipples. I knew it. Your nipples are still a weak spot. Moan more for me. It's so hot. I love how I can still make you putty in my hands. Figuratively, of course. I'd be able to knock someone out in one blow with this hard dick of yours. Fuck. Fuck, I'm practically dripping down my thighs. Do you mind if I rub myself on you? Thank you, baby. I love how our juice is mixed together. We taste so good. No, you can't stick it in. If you do, I'm going to moan so loudly, then everyone will know. Promise me you won't stick it in. They'll just let me glide my pussy on your dick until you release. What are you doing? No, don't lift me up. Don't put me down, I said. Fuck. I said no. Holy fuck, you're such a bad boy. Everyone, oh no, I'm getting fucked. You want me to be quiet and kiss me? Sure, your fault. Oh fuck, I'm moaning so loudly. Oh god, your jackhammer in my cunt. Fuck. Your head just keeps attacking my G-spot over and over again. Oh fuck, it's so good. Getting so close. So close, yeah. Faster. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Please, I beg you. That was just what I needed. Oh, fuck. I haven't come in weeks due to the stress. Thank you. Oh, are you close to coming? I can tell. You were throbbing like crazy in my cunt and your breathing was so short and raspy. You're always like that when you're on the edge. Let me just get on my knees. Don't I look good on my knees in front of you? Looks just like I'm serving you. I remember how you always like being in control in sex. Control me again, baby. I love it. God, I want you to come all over my face so badly. But I can't do a cum walk at work. And I spent a lot of time on this makeup. And I can't swallow it either, because I can still tell your chemist smells as powerful as ever. They'll know I swallowed every last drop. Instead, just come in my hands. I want to know how heavy 2 months worth of semen feels. How hot it is in pools in my palm. I want to see you shoot it so badly. You always shot out such huge, powerful loads. Think you can do that for me, baby? Fire out some thick ropes of jizz in my hand. You like that? You like it when I make a ring with my index finger on my thumb and jerk that sensitive head? How about when I rub my palm softly over the head as well? Oh, you're shivering. I love how I make you feel so good. I'm so glad we're getting back together. I'll make sure that you never, ever get blue balls again. I'll drain you every single day. I'll make sure my precious balls never get hurt again. Now please, come quickly. We've been in here for so long. My workers will know there's something up. They know when I'm on my knees being a total slut for my boyfriend. And they'll know from the heavy smell of sex in this room. Yeah. The smell alone is getting me wet again. You're about to come? Yes, yeah. Come on, come for me. Come, baby. Cover my palms with 2 months worth of cum. Shoot out every last drop. Release all that pressure that's been building up. Yes, there we go. My God. Fuck. Oh, there's so much. That's it. Just let it go. Let it all go. Oh, fuck. So thick. Oh, almost jelly-like. And the smell. Even more powerful than I remember. It stings my nose in the best way. Now, doesn't that feel much better? Oh, I'm so glad I could help relieve you, baby. Hand me those paper towels, please. Now, although you came a lot, you still haven't got rid of that backed up semen, so you're still in danger of being in pain. Here's my new address. I get off at 10 tonight, so come over and I'll use some new techniques I learned to drain you completely. See you at your late night appointment, baby.